Shas Meshiva. It's great to be back. I feel like Bina Zmanim is just a few days too long. It's good until like the last 4 days, and then I need to get back. And the truth is, I'd like to be in the crowd. I would love to hear a shmooze. If anyone wants to get up right now, I have a job to do. My boss is here, so I'm going to be giving the shmooze. But I would love to be in the crowd. This is the Zman to be hearing and not to be speaking. But this is my role. I'll do the best that I can. And the matzav in yeshiva right now, this is why we're here. It's so exciting. Everybody's steiging and learning and doing and moving and shaking. And there's a mystique in the air. Elul. And Elul was something, like the Rosh Yeshiva said the other day, that was very feared. Very feared. It was fearsome. Aryeh Sha'og Milo Yirah. The Shlach HaKadosh says in Rosh Hashanah. The Pasuk in Amos says, the lion roars! And who is not afraid? The word Aryeh, which is lion, is Rashi Tevos. Aleph is Elul. Resh is Rosh Hashanah. Yud is Yom Kippur. And Hey is Hoshana Rabbah, when everything gets finalized. When the lion roars, who is not afraid? And the truth is, in the olden days, everyone was very afraid. I don't know if I can say about myself that I'm afraid enough. But there's an energy, that something has to be different. It's Elul now, and things have to be different. And that's the biggest bracha we can have from our Elul, is that things should be different. Rav Aaron Cutler says that the Jewish calendar, all the different Yom Tovim that we have, aside from chances to have big simcha and big sudas and sing a lot, force us to deal with a lot of issues, like Hanukkah, for example. Hanukkah forces us to deal with Greek culture and the problems over there. Purim forces us to deal with Hashem's role in the world against Amalek, who thinks everything's random. And the Yomim Noiroyim. Imagine if we didn't have Elul. How would we look if nothing would stop us in our tracks? We would just go and go and go and go until 120 without anything stopping us and make us think, maybe things should be different. Scary. It's a tremendous bracha to have this time called Elul, this month, to say, whoa, Stark, where are you going? What's happened this year? Where are you going to go from here? And it's all about advancing. And I would like to compliment, I think that the first year Bachram here, for sure, I could say, are in the greatest advancing of their lives. I don't think, am I wrong? Does anyone disagree that this is the hardest you've worked since you were born? Does anyone disagree? So you guys, I think, should feel great about yourselves, because if you're coming into Rosh Hashanah with the hardest you've ever worked, you're advancing. And I'm seeing a lot of second-year guys and third-year guys in the same situation. I am not yet there. It's bothering me. I'm watching everybody, and I'm trying. But it has to be that we advance. And there are two types of yeshiva bachram. They didn't tell me this when I accepted to have a job here. How rewarding it would be. And I'll tell you what's so rewarding. What's rewarding is you have somebody come in here, day one. I would love to take pictures, just like my kids in the Gan. They take a picture on day one of the Gan. The Mora takes a picture, and then on the day when they leave. And I always cry if I see it. It's like so beautiful. There's your daughter on the first day of Gan, and there she is on the last day of the Gan. It's beautiful. But I would love to take pictures of people. And not just pictures of their faces, everybody's very good looking over here, but pictures of people's hearts. And look what happens from the beginning, year one of Aderes HaTorah, through year four. It's absolutely incredible. The advances that people make, the advances, and people don't think that it's possible. But it really, really happens. My chavrus is Israeli. He was telling me, he says, there was this guy here. He was a barbarian, a Viking. I don't know how to say that in Hebrew, but he was trying to tell me. And look, he's so kind now. He's so gentle. He's so considerate. And he really is. How'd that happen? The answer is, at some point, Elul felt that sting, and he advanced. He advanced. And there's nothing more rewarding than watching this process, seeing people move. But then there's something incredibly sad. There's something called the guy who came in here. And there are people like that. I hope I'm not one of them. Who come in, you take a picture on the first day, you take a picture on the last day. Which one's the first day, which one's the last day? Which one's the first day, which one's the last day? It's like a game. How do you figure it out? Hopefully it didn't go down. Party in Yerushalayim! Yeah, Jerusalem! Woo! Right? He's been into game zone from 12 o'clock at night till 4 in the morning. When he was in Brooklyn, he was so much safer. What happened to this guy? Oh, he's booted up. And it's sad. And I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal, he said there's nothing that makes him feel sadder than an alterlates, than an old clown. He says they sit in shuls. They're 80 years old and they have all these complaints about who gets mishaberachs. They're old lates and they're old clowns. Why is it so sad? He said, because they're old and they're still clowns. What happened to these people? And one of the names of the Yetzer Hara, you know what his name is? Amelech Tzil Zaken. A king who is an old fool. The Yetzer Hara loves old fools because they're people who didn't advance. Who didn't advance. So maybe we'll say, yeah, but let's just stay where we are. If we can just stay put, you know, we'll tread water, we'll stay the way we are, we're all nice guys, and we won't advance. The Gaon happens to say in Mishle, in Perek Tesvav, that whenever you try to do that, you end up going down. But let's say, okay, I'll work hard enough to keep above water that even the Vilna Gaon will be happy with me. I'll stay this great guy. What's going to happen to such a person? And I'm going to tell you right now what I think is what scares the daylights out of me in El. This is my present to you. This is what we should be fearing. Says the Altar of Kelm, the Altar of Kelm from Gedolei Bali Musar, on a pasuk in Yirmiya Lamed Aleph. The pasuk says, Boishti v'gam nichlamti. I was totally ashamed. Kinosati cherpas nu'urai. I carried the shame of my youth, of when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, when I was a player, when I was a baller. I carried that shame because those days I did things that I really regret. Says the Altar, that's not what the Pasuk means. It doesn't mean being ashamed of when you were in high school. That's not what it means. He says, it doesn't mean carrying the shame either. He says, the word Nasati could also mean, I made it higher. I made it raised. I was Meromim. I made my youth more embarrassing. How do you do that? How do you make your big mistakes in life more embarrassing now? I mean, if you do them again, fine. But then it's just the same. How does it get worse? Worse and worse and worse that you're making your life more and more embarrassing. Says the Altar of Kelm, if you stay the same, you make yourself more embarrassing. And he gives the following mashal, and if you don't like this mashal, and you don't think it's appropriate for a Beis Medrash, take it out in the Altar of Kelm. It's in the safer Beis Kelm. It's not my problem. This is his mashal, and I'm going to tell it to you. Of course, with my dramatization. It's not exactly what the Altar of Kelm intended. But he says that you have a little boy. We'll call him Binny. Right? Little Binny. Binny is a boy. He's a little kid. He's 2 years old. He's extremely cute. And he's not toilet trained yet. No problem. 2 years old. It's okay. And he looks really cute in that diaper. You know how like poofs out? And he's got a big belly in the front with a Audi that you want to press all the time. This is what I used to do to my kid brother. It drove him nuts. Right? So he's got a bump in the back and he's got a bump in the front. He's as cute as could be. Little Binny. Great. Now Binny becomes 3 years old and he's going to get tzitzis. Yay! There's only one problem. Binny still wearing the diaper. No problem. People get tzitzis at age 4. So Binny, you know, we get him a nice child psychologist. And we'll get him with the 4. 4, 5, 6. Huggies is running out of options for this guy. 7, 8, 9, 10. He's at bar mitzvah age. Now he really has to wear tzitzis. Uh-oh. He's got a lane too. Hope he doesn't have an accident. You're not allowed to lane with Binny there. What is going to be with him? And Binny is still going. And now Binny's in shiduchim. Oh. And I learned how to do this, by the way. When you have skeletons in the closet, you wait till date 5. Date 5. It's going well with the girl. Rachel, I have something to tell you. Right? I'm already married. No. Right? I've seen everything. But what's going to happen to Binny? Binny now comes, and it's terribly embarrassing. Right? She's desperate. They get married. Now he has a son. We're in this together. We're both toilet training. Rachmana litzlan! Right? I hope the altars mochel me for such a dramatization. But he says, Boishti v'gam nechlamti kinosati cherpas na'urai. Every year that I stay the same, it's embarrassing that I never got it together, that I never realized that I am so much more mature, and the way I see the world now, the way I'm so old, why didn't I think that it's time to retire these things? And people wear diapers, Rabosai. People speak nibble peh, not in our yeshiva, chas v'shalom. People listen to scummy music, Rachmon Litzlan. People are so nasty, and they wear these diapers for years and years, and every new year is more embarrassing, because why didn't they stop? Why didn't they realize they're not in a ghetto? Why didn't they realize that they could play a pickup game and be nice to someone, finally? Be an easier roommate? No. One set of diapers after another. Nasati escherpas ne'urai, rachmana litzlan. And it's all about making decisions. Right? If you don't make decisions, you just end up coasting into trouble. So you think that people have free choice. And we all make decisions. But there's something very difficult in Rabbeinu Yonah. In Shari Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Ois Yudalid, that I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, and it's also the Ali Shor, Rav Shlomo Volba discusses, is something very difficult. Because we all have free choice, right? We can vote, right? We can decide what we want for lunch. And yet Rabbeinu Yonah says something very strange. He says, Da! Ki hamaylos elyonos nimsru lanu b'mitzvah saseh. There are certain things in life that are so grand and so amazing that one day you might get them. What is the first thing that he says? Kemo maylos habechira, like the ability to choose. Shenemar ubacharta b'chayim. You might one day make a decision. Huh? We've been making decisions our whole lives. Rabbeinu Yonah says that the vast majority of people on planet Earth do not make decisions. How could that be? We decide everything we do. And yet that's what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying over here. So let's try to understand. What does it mean that we're not making decisions? Animals make decisions? Maybe. Let's look at a cat. In Eretz Yisrael, cats are like the, you know, the rodents. There are no pet cats here for the guy's first year. If you see cats, run away. That's the rodent of Eretz Yisrael. They're in the garbage. They're picking. There's a yogurt. There's a steak. There's a this. They're deciding. They're not deciding. If you would check up what cats eat, you could pick. You could figure out what they're going to take from the garbage. They're predictable. They have instincts. They could be studied. Take five cats, study them, and you know all the 1,000 cats in front of you. It doesn't matter. They're all doing the same thing. It looks like they're choosing, but they always follow their urges. And you can see the most impressive animals. I once saw a dolphin show, right? Very cool. The dolphin does 3 aerial flips, right? And then this lady throws it a fish, right? And then it does another one, backflip. She throws it a fish. You ever wonder why she has to throw it a fish every time? Because if that fish doesn't come, that dolphin's not going to do nothing. All he thinks about all day is fish, fish, fish. And these crazy people are watching me. Fish, fish. If you want to play a practical joke, throw a guppy into the water and watch that dolphin go crazy. And that would not be the first time that this happened. Because Rav Yonasan Ivashitz, and some say the Rambam, was challenged by the Goyim that they had a waiter, a cat that was a waiter. I don't know if he stood like this, or he was on 4 and he had the plates on the top of him. I don't know, but it was pretty cool. He would come, and the plates, he would bring them back in and bring them forward. And they said, look, we've trained an animal, right? And this was a great philosophical ramifications for the Jewish people somehow, right? Rav Yonasan Ivashitz comes in, he looks at the cat, he pulls out a mouse. That's it. No more waiter, Mr. Cat. That's it. They're totally one-tracked. Totally one-tracked. And the shaila is, are we that different? Are we that different? It seems like we're choosing, but are we just going and going and going and going, but we're doing the same thing? So the Rambam has what to say about this. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says the following thing. In Perek Hey, Halacha Dalet, he says, this is actually in Halacha Beis, Machshavascha. Davar zeh she'omrim tipshei ha'umos v'rov goyim ibnei Yisrael. The mistaken ones, the foolish of goyim, and the boneheads, basically, within the klal, who say she'akadosh baruch hu gozer aladim mitzchilas b'riyasa liyostadik u'rasha. It's decided whether you're going to be a nice guy or a bad guy, a tzaddik or a rasha. Ain't a davar kein. It's not that way. Ela kol adam va'adam roi lios tzaddik k'moshe rabbeinu. Every single person can be a tzaddik like Moshe, or Yerusha ki Yeravam, or an evildoer like Yeravam. Whoa. We can't become a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, but you can become a tzaddik like him. Now, this is really unbelievable. You're telling me that I could be like Moshe? That's hard to believe. You're telling me I could be like Yeravam? You know how bad Yeravam was? This, for me, is a bigger chiddush than being like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeravam blockaded Yerushalayim. He wouldn't let people go into the Beis HaMikdash, right? And you know what he did? He put Egel Hazavs. Remember Egel Hazavs? He brought them back. He brought them back on all parts of Eretz Yisrael. Picture the cutest guy in yeshiva with pudgy cheeks. You know, like, such a nice guy. And like the guy who like walks past you and he goes, I'm sorry, I gave you a draft when I went next to you. I apologize. You're like, give me a break. Right? Such a nice guy. He could become like Yeravam ben Nevat. No way, says the Rambam. If you don't believe this, there's something wrong with you. Imagine that cute guy, all of a sudden, in the morning, he's blockaded, he's padlocked, Adaras HaTorah. What happened to this guy? Where are his pudgy cheeks? Where are his apologies? The answer is that you can do anything you want. You can become the greatest gadol, like Moshe Rabbeinu, or you can undo every great thing you were born with, that sensitivity, undo every single part that was good from birth until you become the biggest villain. If you choose, you can make decisions. For sure, the cute, nice guy will never become a Yeravam if he doesn't make big decisions. And for sure, he won't become a Moshe Rabbeinu. He'll just be whoever he is. He'll just be plain and ordinary. But a person can choose. And why do most people think that you can't choose? Why do most people think that the kid in kindergarten, you can already predict how he's going to be? Why do they think that? The majority of people, you know why? And I hope the Rambam won't be upset at me, and I don't believe he will. Because they're right. They're right. If you do a scientific experiment, okay, and you take a little kid in kindergarten, take thousands, take hundreds of thousands, take millions, look at how they play when they're little, and follow them. You'll see that they act exactly like they did in kindergarten. The same guy who says, hey, don't touch my car, says, get off my Lexus! What happened? He just, as my Rebbe Rav Moshe Shapiro said, got bigger toys. The toys got cooler. They got more fun. But he's the same guy. Everybody in the world is exactly the same. They're not doing anything. They're not making any choices. The only mistake that I'm saying is, you could be better than them. You could be better than that old clown. You could make real decisions. And it's apikorsis not to believe that you can change your pattern at any second and shock the world when you come back from Eretz Yisrael. How did he do it? The answer is he chose. He thought about what's going on. He made real moves, Baruch Hashem. And the Chassid Yaivitz, the Rishon, the Chassid Yaivitz was not a Chassid of the Baal Shem. He was a Chassid Yaivitz from Spain, from the Rishonim. He says an astonishing pshat in the Mishnah. Astonishing pshat, which supports what we're saying. The Mishnah says the following, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Chaf Aleph, of Pirkei Avos. Hakol Tzafui. Everything is preordained. Is decided already. That's what it seems. Meaning that Hashem can see everything the way it's going to be. Hashem can see Tzafui. He can see everything. Varishus Nesuna, but you still have free will. This is very deep. Well, Hashem knows everything, but you can still choose. This could give anyone a headache. The Rambam and the Ravid argue this out in Mishneh Torah. Okay, what does it mean that if Hashem knows everything that you can choose? Right? Okay, I'm not a philosopher. And the Rambam and Ravid could discuss that. But says the Chassid Yavetz, I don't believe that's the pshat in this Mishnah. It's not a philosophical issue. He says we don't need Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos to tell us deep philosophy that if Hashem knows everything, then how can we have free choice? He says the more frightening pshat. He says, Hakol Safui. Doesn't mean that Hashem knows everything. It means people are predictable. You can predict how people are going to act. He says it's true. There are people who are born in certain astrological months. If they're born in the month of Madin, then they're more into blood. And if they're born into another month, they're more of a tzaddik. People will act a certain way. Watch! Watch them from kindergarten and follow them. Everything is on a cycle. It's moving. It'll just stay this way. Says the Chassid Yavetz, no. Vaharishus Nesuna. But you have the ability to get out of that mold. You have the ability to move out, to make real choices, to get yourself out of that matzav, to mamish, climb out. You can make a real decision. And then he says the following thing. Says in Kohelet Zion, he says, Adam echad me'elef matzasi. I found one in 1,000 men. V'isha b'cholela lo matzasi. And I never found a woman. What does this pasuk mean? He says, I found one in 1,000 men who make real moves, who don't just go in that cycle, who break out and become big. And he says, women are very emotional, as the married men know, right? Women are very emotional. And they are more just in whatever they're in, and they're supposed to be like that. They're women, right? Women just go with what's in front of them. That's so amazing. Wow, that's so special. Let's do that. That's so amazing. That's so special. Oh, right? They just go from one exciting thing to another. But I have a sad reality for you, because he says most men are women. Right? And I really see that, especially the way people dress today. I mean, you don't have to buy stockings anymore. Everybody's walking around with no circulation in their pants. But everybody's just going from one thing to another, without any type of real understanding of what they're doing. And all of marketing is based on this. They've made idiots of us, Rabosai. You go into Pathmark, right? You go into Pathmark. There are two types of toilet paper. There are more, right? There's Pathmark toilet paper. And then there's Fluffy the Bear. Clouds. They have us hook, line, and sinker. How? These are real. I choose. I've chosen. Right? We're not getting the Pathmark brand. We're getting Fluffy the Bear. Right? How many more colors can they put into Fruity Pebbles? I fell for that every time. Every time. Now I recently saw Fruity Pebbles. There are no more colors in the rainbow. That's it. Game over. Right? Maybe they'll put some electric beats inside. Rahmana Litzlan, we're not making choices. We're just going from, that's so amazing, that's so amazing, that's so amazing. We're flaky. We're not making real decisions. The Chachmo Musar, the Altar of Kelm, says it in the following way. Kol ha'olam, anashim doimin l'anashim, are men like women. This is a popular concept over here. Heim kisumim misnagim me'acherim, they're like blind people who are led. And then he says the following amazing thing. Ha'chayit b'Berlin, the tailor in Berlin, sholeach l'journal, publishes some fashion journal, Eich Litvor Bigda, how to sew her beged, the Timsor Nafsha Lechas Bedarchan, she'll die to make sure that her clothes looks like that. Says the whole world is going after all these things. It's unbelievable, things that don't make any sense. You pass by a store, pre-torn jeans. If you would have told me this when I was a kid, I didn't think it was possible. Now, they're dirty jeans, they come dirty. Like, how do you say this? I'll have pre-soiled. what's happening to the world? And because somebody decided this, nobody's making decisions. Nobody's making decisions anymore. Rachmana Litzlan, Rabbeinu Dayal Amakula. This is what Elul is about. The Chidushi Arim says something, and I'm slightly adapting it to my own remes. The Chidushi Arim says that Elul is osios low and low. Low means lamed aleph, no. No! And lamed vav means towards him, to him. Says the Chidushi Arim, that there are two aspects to Elul. There's no, and then there's to him. And I would like to tell you my adaptation of Siyata Dishmaya. Part and parcel of Elul is saying no! No! Somebody's going somewhere. Someone's going, a second year guy is going to Game Zone. He's wearing diapers. And he's asking you to come. Airhead! Airhead! This is why your parents paid for you to be here? So that in 5 months from now you can come, Rabbi Stark, I'd like to do something. Where were you? Everybody else is moving. I spoke to a first year guy who's now a fourth year guy. Maybe he's even a fifth year guy now. And it was terrible for him in first year because he actually made real decisions not to go places. And he hated it. And he said, you know what, Rebbe? In second year, everyone's following me. I became like a Rebbe. All those people who didn't give me the time of day are asking me questions and asking me for help in all areas. Because he chose before. He took off the diapers. He lived. He made decisions. And every year that we miss out is every year that we're mutated, that we're premature, that we're not healthy in our growth process, that there's some stunt. It doesn't make any sense to say Nibble Peh. It doesn't make any sense to listen to rap music. It doesn't make any sense to hear schmutz, to be shaykh to goyim. When will we decide this? When? Elul. It's so obvious, and everybody just continues like an old fool. Mamish like an old fool. Rachmana litzlan. And the Chazal tell us, Ein ben chorin. It's a mission of us. Elo misha osik v'tari. Give me a break, Rabbi. The only free person is the person who is learning Torah? Do you mean to tell me that? Give me a break. Can I ask you a question? Why doesn't everyone believe this? You know what the whole world looks like right now? And this is what they're going to look like on the screen when they see their whole lives. This is what's going to happen. There's going to be a picture of everyone's life. And there are going to be thousands of people like this. This is what they did with their whole life. Like that. And when you watch this on a screen, it seems so obvious. What in the world was I thinking? You weren't thinking and you weren't choosing. You weren't doing anything. You were just born in kindergarten and now you're an old fool. And there's nothing more liberating than choosing. Ein ben chayrin el amisha oisik batayra. We were in the north. We were by in Rava. There were people who were makabel to finish Maseches Baba Kama. That's a decision. I thought they were crazy. And then I ended up deciding it too. It was hard for me. It was a real decision. And I'm going to have to work this year because of you. The Rosh Yeshiva decided to do it. Rabbi Glazer decided to do it. I didn't want to do it. I don't know if the Rosh Yeshiva wanted. But that's what it's about. Doing things that are hard. Rabbi Yerucham writes in Das Chachmo Mutzer, they had his Kabbalahs of what he was Mekabel and Elul. He was Mekabel on himself, and I'm not sure, in Elul or the Yom Noraim in general, to do five things that he didn't want to do a day. What? Five things that he didn't want to do. It doesn't mean five things that are bad for him. Five things that he knows he should do but doesn't want to do. And the person who laughs out loud at the end is the person who follows this program. If a person will just follow the Sidre Yeshiva, will wake up for Shacharis, then he won't have diapers when he gets married. There were guys here who learned how to wake up. And there were guys when they left. After fourth year, I screamed at them. I said, wake up in the morning. They're still not waking up. And you know what happens? And I'm the one who sees this. And the Rosh Yeshiva sees this. The women come and they say, I married this guy. He doesn't get up for Shacharis. But in the hotel lobby when we were sipping Coca-Cola together, he said, I love the Chafetz Chaim. And she's like, oh, it's so beautiful. He loves the Chafetz Chaim. They didn't tell her that he loves the Chafetz Chaim at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when he wakes up. Oh! Forgot to mention that one. And this is happening in the world. People who make choices become big. Loy! Elul is saying no. Saying no and saying lo, which is I'm going towards Hashem. I'm going to finish Masechtas. I'm going to keep the Sidre Yeshiva. I'm going to wake up for Shacharis. I'm going to become big. We should all be zeichet to an emissary.
Beautiful.